Hello, this screencast is about Windows 8 and process lifetime management of Metro-style applications. Let's get started. It's important to remember that with Windows 7 and previous versions of Windows, the user was in control of when to terminate an application. With Windows 8, and the fact that Metro-style apps run in full screen all the time, Windows 8 itself chooses when to suspend or terminate an application. As a developer of Metro-style apps, it's important to understand these suspension and termination activities. So let's walk through it. The user chooses to run an application. They then start up another Windows 8 Metro-style application, which causes the first app to go into a suspension a few seconds after the second app has started up. When the first app is suspended, its memory footprint is still completely available. All variables and handles and such are still there. However, threads on the kernel have been suspended. The application is given no CPU cycles, has no disk access, and access to no network I/O. The application is suspended. User goes on and starts up a third app, which causes the second app to go into suspension, and so on. Eventually, the user has started enough applications that the system is under memory pressure. As a result, Windows 8 chooses to start terminating applications. And the really important point here about termination is the application is not given a notification that it's being terminated. The memory resources and everything else are simply terminated to free it up for system utilization by Windows 8. At the same time, any application that's still in a suspended state, if the user goes back and resumes that application, it resumes immediately, since the memory were still being held on behalf of that application. Now let's go in and actually take a look at how some of this code works. Start up Visual Studio Express 2012, and I'll create a new XAML-based grid application. I'll simply call it PLM. So let's take a look at the app.xaml class created on behalf of us and with this template, and we'll see this onLaunched event. This onLaunched event gets executed early on in the execution of the application, and we'll see that there's this enumeration for application execution state where we can see what was the previous execution state of this application. And we see the five possible values are closed by the user, not running, running, suspended, and terminated. So this gives us some granularity as to what had previously happened to this application. If this application is currently running, then we just activate the window, as we see has been done here. If the application had been previously terminated, or let's say even closed by the user, we could add that to an OR statement here, we can choose to have the application state restored. And we see here there's a suspension manager provided to us with this application template that handles storing and restoring the navigation within the application. You know, where was the last point that the user was at within the application. It also gives us the ability to store some of our own data into that storage session state. And we'll take a look at that in a little bit. If we continue scrolling down here, we'll see there's an on-suspending event. And this on-suspending event, in this case here, is simply asking the suspension manager to asynchronously store off the data that has been written to it. We could also add an on-resuming event here as well. And an on-resuming event is particularly useful when an application is resuming from suspension, not from termination, but resuming from suspension, but may have some data that is stale. And we want the opportunity to refresh that data as the application is coming out of suspension. Good example could be a stock ticker type application. Instead of showing the price for a share that's an hour old, show something that's, you know, the most recent as the application comes out of suspension. Let's go ahead and start this app. And as we go into the app here, we're on the group items page. We can go into the group details page, and finally we can just click into the item details page. If I go back to Visual Studio, I can actually suspend and shut down the app. And after giving that a second or two, run the app again, and we see here we're taken right back into the items detail page. This is the suspension manager handling the navigation, storing and restoring the navigation, saving and restoring the navigation for this application. Something done for us by this template. So coming back into Visual Studio, let's say now I want to add some of my own data to make sure that it survives an application termination. So I'll come into the item detail page. We'll let the designer load here. And let's drop a text box in so we can store some data. Grab a text box, drop it on here, simply call it PB1, give it a little bit more space. So maybe this is a form of some sort that we are going to fill out some data, and potentially the user navigates away, and when they navigate back to the application, or if the application gets terminated, they'd like to see that data still there. They don't have to refill out this form. So let's take a look at this now. Let's go ahead and run the app. We'll go right into an item detail. And we see this little form here, as I kind of mentioned, we showed before. I'll go ahead and put some data in. I'll just do 1, 2, 3. And now let's go and terminate the application. If we restart the application again, we should be taken right back to that item detail page, as we have been, yet we see the three text box do not remember their previous values of 1, 2, and 3. That's because we haven't wired up those text boxes to leverage a suspension manager to save their data and restore their data when coming back from a termination. So let's go ahead and take care of that. If we look in this class, we see that there's actually a couple of methods for us already available to handle saving off some state and restoring that state. So let's come down here to the save state. And if we come back up to the load state, we'll see that we have an opportunity to check if the page state is null or not, and if it contains a key we're looking for. So in this case, let's drop in this information for the load state to check for this TB1 key, and if the TB1's key is there, let's load up the first text box. We could have done the other text box, but for the purpose of this example, let's just do the first text box. Let's go ahead and start up the application again. So we'll come into this item. I'll go ahead and put something in the first text box. And now I'll come back into Visual Studio. And actually, in this case, let's do a suspend. Let's simulate a resume. If we switch back to the application, the first text box is still populated because the memory for the application had never been terminated when we went into suspension. But now let's actually suspend the app. This time, after the app is suspended, when we start it back up and return to that page, we actually see that the value 1 is maintained and restored in that first text box, as we were able to leverage the suspension manager to store our state for us in this page. So switching back to the slides, that's it for the process lifecycle management for Windows 8 Metro style applications. I encourage you to take a look at the Windows Dev Center at dev.windows.com to learn more about developing Metro-style applications and process lifecycle management, lifetime management as a whole. Thank you.